This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Miller, and I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate you, and I'm actually recording this intro on Veterans Day, so I just want to take a moment to thank our veterans for defending our country and protecting our freedom as Americans. We live in the greatest country in the world, and it's because of the loyalty and service of our veterans. So while we celebrate our veterans on Veterans Day, in reality, we should celebrate our veterans every single day because all that they have done to make this the greatest country in the world. So thank you, veterans. Appreciate you so, so much. And now I want you to take a moment to imagine something that is unimaginable. Imagine being told that your three-year-old child has a rare disease that will very likely result in death. You can slow the progression of the disease, but unfortunately, it's too late in the process for any treatment to cure the disease or to even stop the progression. I don't know about you, but I can't even imagine this unimaginable situation. But this unimaginable situation was the new reality for Nick and Shanna Quimby when their son Gavin was diagnosed with metachoramic leukodystrophy, often referred to as MLD, when he was only 3 years old. Talk about having your life completely turned upside down. Talk about entering unknown territory or going into uncharted waters. Gavin Quimby, who became known around town as Super Gav, was one of the bravest and most courageous kids I've ever met. This kid went through more medical procedures than most people, probably most families, ever go through in a lifetime. And even when the odds were stacked against him, when the odds weren't in his favor, he continued to show his strength and his bravery and his courage. While MLD ultimately took his life at 5 years old, Gavin's legacy will forever live on as a result of his parents' tireless and ongoing efforts to ensure that Minnesota families who are faced with similar situations have a better understanding of what they're dealing with, better opportunities for early diagnosis, and more access to treatment and somewhere to turn for advice on simply what to do or who to talk to. Nick and Shanna's efforts are literally helping save lives right here in Minnesota. And I've had the pleasure of working together with them on initiatives to expand the newborn screening list and to establish a rare disease advisory council here in Minnesota. Nick and Shanna are certainly getting things done, but their overall goal, what they want most, what they want to accomplish in memory of Super Gav, is they want to get MLD added to the newborn screening list here in Minnesota. As they say in the podcast, this is their dream. Now, we aren't there yet, but they are making progress, and knowing Nick and Shanna as well as I do and knowing what they have accomplished over the last several years, I'm confident that they will get it done, and I'm committed to helping any way I can. This is one episode that you definitely want to listen to. So let's get to it. Nick and Shanna, welcome. Thank you for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Okay, I'll go first. I'm Shanna Quimby, and I'm married to Nick. And we've lived in Winona now for about 20 years. We have a 16-year-old daughter, Allie, who's a senior in high school this year.
Senior?
Yeah.
Wow.
For both
that
having
goes by quick.
Some existential crisis thinking about her going away to college next year. But we'll be fine.
Does she have any thoughts on where she's going yet?
Yeah. She wants to go to Mankato, and she wants to be a police officer like her dad.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Now, did you both go to Mankato?
We did.
Yeah, okay. Janelle, my wife Janelle, went to Mankato as well.
Oh, did she? It's a good school.
Very good school.
That's where we met.
Special place, right?
Yeah.
Very special place. Yep. I can tell. I can see it in your eyes how special of a place it yeah. is.
I work at Gunderson Lutheran in the operating room as a surgical assistant, and you can go next.
All right. I'm Nick Quimby. I'm married to Shanna. I'm a police sergeant in the city of Winona. I've been here for about 20 years. Military veteran. I was in the Marine Corps, combat veteran in Iraq back in 2003. Just serving my community and serving the country. I have a daughter named Allison, or Allie. Like Shanna said, she's active in soccer. Busy kid, great kid. Love her to death. She's going to Mankato, living on the legacy of her mom and dad, and she'll do great things.
Yes.
Okay. So, first of all, thank you both for your service in different ways. Military, too, is that right?
Yeah, I was
both
also.
Of you?
Yep.
Okay. So, both of you members of the military, veterans of the military. So, thank you for your service. Shanna, of course, working in the healthcare field. So, thank you for your work there. And Nick, I very much appreciate your service to our community as a police officer. So thank you both for all that you do. Now your son, Gavin, or was known around town as Super Gav, was diagnosed with a rare disease at, I believe he was 3 years old.
That's
when he
correct.
Was diagnosed with MLD. Can you please share more about Gavin's diagnosis and that journey that you guys were on with Gavin?
Yeah, so when he was around 3 years old, we noticed that he was kind of having some troubles, like walking straight, and he couldn't really do stairs. And his daycare provider was like, I feel like there might be something wrong. I've seen a lot of kids, and something just isn't right with him. So we were, of course, like, no, that's not right. I'm sure he's fine. But we brought him to a physical therapist, and they said, well, I think he's okay. He just needs to play more, you know, build up his muscles. And we were like, okay, good, everything's fine. And we just kind of forgot about it for a little bit. And then one day he was jumping on the trampoline and he sprained his leg, and Nick brought him in to the clinic, and they said that there was definitely something wrong with him.
Yeah, we were brought up to Winona Health, and a pediatrician referred us to Gunderson. So we did some further tests there, and one of the surgeons Shanna works with actually checked him out and thought there was something maybe neurological going on with him, and did some walking tests, and then ended up getting an MRI, and the MRI showed some demyelination of the brain, which is kind of like the insulation on the nerves.
There was a lot of white
on
his brain. And I've seen a lot of scans of brains before, and I remember looking at it and being like, well, that doesn't look right. And the first thing the neurologist said was, okay, I don't want you to like be scared, but I just have a couple questions. And he's like, do you feel like he's having trouble swallowing? Do you think he's having trouble walking? And we were like, well, I mean, yeah, that's why we're here. And then he said something like, okay, I don't want you to go home and Google this, but I think it's something called metachromatic leukodystrophy. And then he just told us stuff that you never want to hear as a parent. You know, just the worst thing that you could ever hear, like, well, you know, he's probably going to die from this, and he's going to stop walking, he's going to stop eating, he's going to stop swallowing, and just go home and make him comfortable. And we were just floored. I don't even remember. I remember the appointment, but it's such a blur now because of how terrible it was.
It was the worst day of our lives.
Yeah.
As a parent, I can't even imagine, and I'm sure our listeners, those that have kids and those that don't, cannot even imagine when you were told this devastating news.
Right.
So How did you handle it as a family, and what did the next, you know, what were the next steps after learning about the diagnosis? And so, and did they officially diagnose it at that point, or what were the next steps then?
So we did a bunch of more tests.
Genetic testing.
They sent some stuff to Emory University in Atlanta.
Yeah, they were testing his blood, looking for a certain enzyme in the blood, and then also his urine, too, because they can find it in there. And everything came back inconclusive. So they just kept retesting him. That took about 6 months until finally a geneticist through Rochester Mayo said, I think he definitely has this. You need to get help as soon as possible. And then the geneticist at Gunderson sent us to the U of M for a bone marrow transplant to kind of stop the progression of his disease. And then after that, the U of M just took over.
And taking over, what does that mean? So what did the U of M, University of Minnesota, is what Shanna's referring to. And what were those things that they took over and started doing?
So we started doing appointments and stuff at the University of Minnesota. I saw Dr. Orchard and Dr. Miller. No relation.
No relation, but I'm sure a very good man.
Very good man. Just started consulting with them and having appointments with them, and they said that Gavin was a candidate for a stem cell transplant to help stop the progression of the disease. It's not a cure, but that would entail chemotherapy, basically
killing his,
your cells.
Yeah, and blood then, cells.
Doing the stem cell transplant and then kind of rebuilding him up. So he would make that enzyme that he was lacking. But during that process, he's in the hospital. He's losing motor functions.
Yeah, it didn't really stop it. It
didn't stop it at all. But he got sick. There were several instances where he got ill because of his immune system being so depleted. He ended up getting a virus in there.
In his lungs.
In his lungs, which created what's called graft versus host disease.
His body was basically fighting itself because the new blood or the new body parts of him were fighting his old, and it was in his lungs. So he started losing lung function, and then we just spent probably 6 months in the hospital just trying to get that under control.
Back and forth.
Yeah, for about a year
for
and
hospital
a half.
Visits. I describe the graft versus host as like Fight Club. You ever saw the movie? It's just fighting yourself. Mm-hmm. Your cells are fighting each other. One's like, hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And now the Mayo Clinic, of course, is a world-renowned healthcare institution that most folks around the world know about, and they're the best at what they do in many areas. But when it comes to this and MLD, the University of Minnesota is actually one of the best.
It is
that correct?
Yes, it's the Center for Leukodystrophy in Minnesota and actually in the entire world. And they became that partially because of the SuperGAV Act, but we can get into that later because that's...
Let's get into the SuperGAV Act. You brought it up. So, you know, since Gavin was going through this, you guys actually approached me and we were talking about newborn screening, and it's something that I learned a tremendous amount about from you guys and the research that I did as a result of you coming to me. And you just really, really have done a tremendous job of raising awareness for MLD and the importance of newborn screening, and that resulted in us introducing legislation, which we of course called the SuperGAV Act, to honor Gavin's strength and his bravery. And this was all in an effort to expand the newborn screening list here in the state of Minnesota. Why was that important for the two of you to work on this, and what is the importance of expanding newborn screening?
When we found out what he had, I've never felt so out of control in my entire life. And just all the emotions, just like rage and devastation and just the tragedy that became our family. Like we didn't know where to go. And we found out through one of my friends who had been working on this in Pennsylvania that we could bring it to Minnesota if we wanted to. And I was like, absolutely. And so I was talking to Nick about it, and I was like, who do you think we should try to get a hold of? And he was like, Shanna, Jeremy Miller lives right down the street. I was like, oh, perfect. So then we just didn't want any other parent to go through what we did. We just wanted to be sure that any other parent who got this diagnosis, it was as a baby, so we could treat them as soon as possible, because it's almost impossible to treat MLD successfully unless you catch it as a newborn. Same with ALD. The other one that we passed through the SuperGAV Act.
So most of the rare diseases, if you don't catch them early, it's too late. Mm-hmm. Once they have signs and symptoms of that disease, it's generally too late to help them have a long, successful life. If Gavin had been diagnosed at birth, he could have had a gene therapy,
which is safer and more successful than a bone marrow transplant.
It's just new technology, which has come in the last
5 years.
5 to 6 years. Mm-hmm. It was available when Gavin was diagnosed, but he was too far along.
And we would have had to go to Milan, Italy to get it done because it wasn't FDA approved here yet. But it is now, and the U of M, University of Minnesota, is doing this now for children with MLD. So a lot of kids that get diagnosed as babies already have siblings that have died of this. So we've seen a couple siblings come through, like newborn babies get treated, and they're doing great. They're successful. They're living lives as normal children.
But they never would have known.
Without newborn screening.
Without the newborn screening. Or the only other way that they know is that older sibling is diagnosed, and then the newborn comes out and they treat that child immediately. So it's almost like a sacrificial child.
So in Gavin's case, he was diagnosed 3 years old, and then he passed away a couple years later,
five
years old. Yep. And the benefit of newborn screening, especially for those listeners who may not be familiar with it, is when a baby is born, they can screen right at the hospital for rare diseases. And if a baby tests positive for a rare disease, they can start that treatment sooner and provide families more opportunities to treat it earlier and provide that care and whatever else the family may need, research, information, all things that you didn't get until Gavin was diagnosed at 3 years old. And at that point, it was too late. So the advantage of the newborn screening is families can catch that earlier and then start that treatment earlier and hopefully have a successful outcome as a result of catching it earlier. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay.
It's a significant increase if you catch it early.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk a little bit about the Rare Disease Advisory Council, which you guys were active in advocating for. And so after we were successful in expanding the newborn screening list here in Minnesota as a result of the Super Gav Act, which I don't make guarantees. I rarely make promises unless it's to my wife, but I can guarantee you we would not have had that success without your advocacy. So the time and the effort and everything that you put into that on behalf of Gavin, we are literally helping save lives in Minnesota because of the work that you did to honor Gavin's bravery. So I can't thank you guys enough for bringing that to my attention. And to this day, I've been in the legislature for 14 years now. It is definitely one of the highlights of my legislative career was working together with you, because we literally are helping save lives and provide relief to families across the state of Minnesota because of the work that you did. So props to you too for doing that and the many other advocates that have worked on this. Now, here we are, we passed the Super Gav Act. That's successful in expanding the newborn screening list here in Minnesota. I think that we did that in 2015?
I think it passed in 2017.
2016.
Okay. We introduced it in 2015. Yes. It took us a year to work with all the stakeholders, and we eventually were successful in expanding the newborn screening list a year later, give or take. So here I am. Okay, we got this done. This is great. And then I don't know if it was a few months later or maybe a year later, but some time had passed. And then I get another call from Shanna and Nick, and they say, hey, we want to start a rare disease advisory council here in Minnesota. And I said, well, because of the work and the effort that you put in on the Super Gav Act, there was no doubt in my mind that we could get this done too. And then, of course, we worked with a good friend of yours, Erica Barnes, who has been a tireless advocate for rare diseases and newborn screening here in Minnesota.
She's amazing.
She
also
has done a tremendous job. I have learned so much from the two of you and from Erica.
Yeah.
Not quite an expert, but some days I feel close to it.
Yeah.
And so the idea behind the Rare Disease Advisory Council was to provide more, well, first to establish that Rare Disease Advisory Council, but the reason we wanted to do this was we wanted to help families reach faster diagnosis. We wanted to advance research and ultimately find cures for these life-altering diseases. And I was really surprised, actually shocked, to learn through this process that about 1 in 10 people live with some sort of rare disease. So while the diseases themselves are rare, it's not rare for folks to actually live with one of these rare diseases. So you guys got me interested, got me engaged. We got connected with Erica, and ultimately we got this done. And not only did we establish the Rare Disease Advisory Council here in Minnesota, but I think we were one of the first states that was actually able to fund the Rare Disease Advisory Council. How do you think the Rare Disease Advisory Council is helping families here in Minnesota? What's the importance of this advisory council?
So what we noticed when Gavin was diagnosed is that we didn't have anybody else to talk to about this. There was Facebook, you know, pages with parents of other kids with MLD, but like, I didn't know them. They weren't in Minnesota. It's so lonely to be a parent of a child with rare disease, especially if it's a disease that you've never heard of before. And Erica and I were introduced through one of the doctors at the U of M, and her daughter, Chloe, also died of MLD. So we were automatically like best friends. And she came to me about the Rare Disease Advisory Council, and she was like, okay, I know that you passed yours. Would you mind helping me? Could you introduce me to Jeremy Miller? And I just have something that I want to introduce to him. And I said, absolutely. And she told me about what she was doing, where her idea was to have parents have somebody to talk to after their child was diagnosed or they themselves were diagnosed with it. And that way they could get together, and then they would also help children through Gillette Hospital, because there's some doctors there, so that they could, after the newborn screening diagnosis came through, they would have a doctor to talk to right away instead of having to wait months and months to talk to someone who knew what they were doing. Mostly it just helps people come together and get the help that they need and help others too. Because when you don't have anybody that doesn't understand your life, it's so frustrating. So that's what Erica does with her council, and they're amazing. I think they've been doing it now for 3 years, and she's very helpful with the Minnesota Department of Health. They kind of give them ideas of what they should be doing with these diseases also.
So not only were we able to successfully expand the newborn screening list, but in addition to that, now when families are diagnosed with a rare disease or individuals across the state, they're not sitting on an island by themselves. Yes. What it sounds like you guys got this diagnosis and you didn't know what to do. You had nowhere to go. And now we have that resource available here in Minnesota where folks can at least go and get information. They can get guidance. They maybe can get referrals on where to go or what to do. And I imagine for those families and those individuals that is incredibly helpful. So I'm really pleased that we were able to help get that done. And now Erica is in charge of that Rare Disease Advisory Council and just doing an incredible job with the council.
She's got a passion for it, for sure.
And she also works with pharmaceuticals, too, to get medication not so expensive, because that's a very huge thing in America right now. So she works with the pharmacies or at the FDA to help other patients get medication that they need to that maybe they weren't able to afford before.
I am glad you brought that up, because we actually had a situation right here in Winona where we had a young boy whose family was having difficulty getting the medication that he needed. And our team reached out to Erica, and Erica made it happen.
Yeah.
And now this boy from right here in Winona, Minnesota, is getting the medication that he needs because of the work that Erica and the advisory council is doing. So again, just a major shout out, major props to Erica for the good work that she's doing and making an impact all across the state, including right here in Winona, Minnesota, just within the last few weeks. I mean, she's incredible.
It's like a full circle kind of thing.
Right? It is a full circle type of thing. Yes, you are right. So we were successful with expanding the newborn screening list back in 2016 or 17, whenever that was, with the Super Gav Act. MLD was not one of those diseases that was added with the Super Gav Act, but it has been a topic of conversation. Unfortunately, it's become somewhat controversial just in the last couple of weeks here. But can you tell us about your work to add MLD to the newborn screening list here in Minnesota, and tell us about those efforts?
So this is our goal. It's Gavin Flying for Your Cure, and this is kind of our way to, you know,
this is what we want.
This is the cure.
Our dream right here.
And we believe that is a newborn screening. We believe the science is there to get positive screenings limited false positives. It's very low right now. There's a treatment right now.
Right in Minnesota.
University of Minnesota.
Center of Excellence for Leukodystrophy.
That's right. And time's now for it.
Yeah. It's a process to get it. We had to apply. So we had to fill out a bunch of forms saying that I would like to nominate this disease to the Newborn Screening Committee, which is based out of the cities. So I filled out the packet, and along with the doctor that was one of Gavin's doctors, Dr. Orchard, he helped me fill it out also. And then you also helped us. And we gave it to them, and they talked about it a month ago and decided that they did not want to pass it at this time.
It was a pretty close vote. It goes to what's called the
Newborn Screening Committee.
Screening Committee, which has how many people on
Probably like
20 some?
Yeah, it was close, but it
was a pretty split vote. For whatever reasons, it didn't pass. That we don't agree with.
Right.
Essentially, you got to have a good screening test.
Which they do.
And they have to have a good treatment. Which
they do.
Genetic testing or
gene therapy.
Gene therapy, sorry. Both of those are in play. And it's right here in Minnesota is the Center for Leukodystrophy at the University of Minnesota Hospital. So I don't see why we're not passing this. And one of the doctors said to one of the council committee members after they did not pass it, he said, "You just killed a few kids in Minnesota after not passing this." So,
well, that fight is not over yet, because we are going to continue the fight, and we're not going to stop fighting until we get it done. And I assure you that we're going to work together to get this across the finish line. For our listeners that don't know what MLD is, what does MLD stand for?
Metachromatic leukodystrophy.
Okay. And the reason why MLD was not included with the SuperGAV Act was because it wasn't ready yet.
Okay. Correct.
So here you guys have been advocating for expanding the newborn screening list. Of course, MLD is the goal, but you didn't start there because you knew that it wasn't ready.
Yes.
Correct.
To be added to the newborn screening list. So you were advocating for other rare diseases,
yes.
And we were successful in doing that. And now that MLD is ready and the science shows that it should be added, that's where we're at. That's your ultimate goal. And like I said earlier, we're not going to stop fighting to get this done until we get it across the finish line. We're going to do this for Gavin. And if we need to introduce legislation, I've made that commitment that we'll do that. I hope we don't have to go there, but if we do, that's what we're going to do. And we're going to make sure that the people across the state of Minnesota know how important this is. And we're going to give you and the other advocates a platform to share your experience and share why this is so important to get done in Minnesota. So you have my commitment that we'll continue to work together to get that done, and we'll do that in memory of Gavin.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You guys have been, again, strong advocates. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the foundation work or the fundraising you're doing to raise awareness? And I know you had SuperGAV flying for a cure. Mm-hmm. There's the Gavin Quimby Research Fund. Tell us about some of that stuff that you're doing in memory of Gavin.
Oh, we've done many things. It started with the SuperGAV Day on June 19th, 2014.
Yep.
That was the day Gavin scored the winning touchdown for the Winona High School football team, and he saved the kids, put the fire out and saved the kids, and then he stopped a bank robber.
That's the day that SuperGAV became a Super local Gav, hero
yep.
and got the key to the city.
Yep.
So we are forever thankful to the citizens of Winona and everybody else who's supported us over the years that way. There was a benefit held to help us with all of Gavin's expenses and stuff.
Very successful. This community is amazing.
The generosity was outstanding. We did Dancing with the Winona Stars. I got up on stage. I danced with the few of my coworkers and friends.
I did that the first year of the Dancing with the Winona Stars. We'll just say I didn't win the competition.
We won.
Of course you guys did.
So that was a lot of fun. I raised a lot of money for Gavin flying for a cure. We've done a 5K back in 2019, raised money for Gavin Flying for Your Again. Mm-hmm. All that money has gone to Gavin's research fund at the University of Minnesota. All the money that came from the benefit that we didn't use went to the University of Minnesota as well. What else have we done? Oh, scholarships.
Scholarships, high school scholarships, Arizona State scholarships. We've given out high school scholarships now probably about
16?
2016, yeah.
And how is the money raised for those scholarships, and then who ultimately is eligible for those scholarships?
So we used the money that came from the benefit and then financed both scholarship funds
for that. And the high school one will go until he was supposed to graduate high school. So there's 4 years left on that one.
Okay, when Gavin was supposed to, okay.
Yes.
When Gavin would graduate high school.
Yep. Okay, so there's a recipient each year that receives the Gavin Quimby...
Super Gav Scholarship,
yep. Okay. Yep. And that's a Winona Senior High School graduate?
Correct.
Okay, and then did you say something at Winona State as well?
Yes, there's a scholarship fund at Winona State also. And that's usually a person who is going to nursing or physician assistant school or med school. The kind of
sciences.
Into the sciences, just because of how amazing they were to us while we were in the hospital. The nurses were great. We loved all of our doctors.
Staff was wonderful.
They were life-changing. They were like a family to us there. So,
still talk to a few of them.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are doing incredible work in memory of Gavin. And this month, Miller Scrap and Disposal is going to make a donation to the Gavin Quimby Research Fund for every new customer who signs up for Miller Disposal's local trash service. Are there other ways that folks can contribute, or how can they learn more about the good work that you're doing?
We kind of
disbanded the Gavin Flying for Your Cure.
COVID kind of put that to a halt for us. But you can donate still to the Gavin Quimby Research Fund at the University of Minnesota.
So if folks do want to contribute, they can contribute to the Gavin Quimby Research Fund, and that's at the University of Minnesota,
yes.
And that will help. Does that help with research?
It does both. It helps with the kids that are coming in to get gene therapy for MLD and adrenal leukodystrophy. So it supports the scientists and the doctors who are working with those kids.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the good work that you are doing in memory of Super Gav. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add before we wrap things up and take a really quick picture?
No, thank you very much, Jeremy. We couldn't have done this without you.
Yes, we appreciate you and all the citizens of Winona that have helped us and all throughout the state and the country, actually.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. You two are amazing.
Nick and Shanna were in an unimaginable situation that resulted in the devastating loss of their son. And now they are on a mission to help other families who are facing similar situations. Their tireless efforts have led to the expansion of the newborn screening list and the Minnesota Rare Disease Advisory Council, but they will not stop until they reach their ultimate goal, until they reach their dream of getting MLD added to the newborn screening list here in Minnesota. Their efforts in memory of their son, Gavin, are already helping save lives. In addition, they started the Gavin Quimby Research Fund at the University of Minnesota to support research and gene therapy for kids who are going through MLD treatment. We are so proud to help support their efforts, and Miller Scrap and Disposal will make a donation to the Gavin Quimby Research Fund for every new customer who signs up for Miller Disposal's local trash service during the month of November. And if you're interested in donating to the Gavin Quimby Research Fund, I will include more information in the show notes. All I can say is Nick and Shanna truly are making things happen. Well, that will conclude this episode of Scrap Guy Solutions. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a 5-star review and subscribe wherever you're listening. We would also appreciate a like and a share so others can tune in too. And remember, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Until next time, peace out.
1, watch out, here I come, this is my time.